I can set the scene for you, this is a school building which the city council had given to the protesters for the duration of the week running up to the summit, and they were organising a conference as well as the demonstrations from here. And opposite on the other side of the street is a school, another school, which a different group of protesters was using to train people in non-violent direct action, how to resist arrest peacefully and that kind of thing. Around about midnight local time, about 3 hours ago, the police arrived in force on foot, ran into both buildings and lined everybody up against the wall, including myself. It was a relatively peaceful event in the building that I was in because nobody offered much resistance. Quite what happened over the road is still unclear. There was reports that somebody attempted to stab one of the police, but nothing has been confirmed on that. But it seems that the police then lined everybody up and beat a number of them quite severely. 40 people have been injured, 20 of them very seriously. I saw 3 people taken out unconscious, beaten by police from the building. And I've just been inside and there are pools of blood on the floor at regularly spaced intervals, suggesting that people were lined up on the walls as we were, but then repeatedly beaten.
Why did the police do this? What were they looking for, or indeed what was their motive?
The reason that the raids ended was an Italian parliamentarian turned up and told the police that they were on state property, they had no right to be there, they had no warrant, so the raids then finished. She says the police were looking for evidence, either video evidence. There are a lot of people here that were making video footage of the events and putting it up onto the World Wide Web, or making other reports, they were trying to take those. Or they may have been looking for example, weapons. I know that when they went around the Independent Media Centre here, they took away some motorcycle helmets and some gas masks that people had here. They didn't find any weapons, as far as I know, on this building, and I don't have any finds on the other side of the road either.
So it seems certain, really, there's going to be a big row now.
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of international media here now, and the scenes have been quite shocking, people being carried out. The accusations, certainly from the activists, is that this was revenge, really, for the last 2 days of rioting, that this was the police getting their own back.